The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
We're going to take a minute here in a second to help out a special ed pre-K teacher at Lake Forest Elementary. And then we're going to get into the entertainment buzz. What do you got?
We're going to be talking about Travis Kelce's GQ cover and why I think he should have never done it.
Okay.
You didn't like it?
We'll get to it in the e-buzz.
Clear my wish list.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Burt Show fan help clear your wish list.
She's a special ed pre-K teacher at Lake Forest Elementary in Sandy Springs. We do not want her paying for one school supply. Can you help her out?
Hi, my name is Catherine Griffith. I am a special education teacher working in pre-K at Lake Forest Elementary in Sandy Springs. Last year, unfortunately, the school that I had taught at for over 10 years closed. This school was so near and dear to my heart because both of my kids had gone there. I knew all the parents, knew all the kids. It was a wonderful place to work. We had to find other jobs. Luckily, my principal took me with her. Lake Forest is in Sandy Springs. It is a Title I school. I am working in an inclusion pre-K class. That means we have 6 kids with IEPs and 12 gen ed students. This early intervention program is so important because you can change the entire trajectory of a student's life. We work with students who have communication needs, who have behavioral needs, and students that have communication needs. These students need help learning how to regulate behavior or encouraging communication. A lot of the items on my list help us help them become more involved in the education process. They're amazing kids and just need a little extra help. Thank you for considering me.
This is such a special wish list because I always go to the wish list and check out what the teachers have put on there for purchase. So there's weighted lap cats for calming and comforting. So they sit crisscross applesauce and they put this weighted cat in their like a cozy cat to help calm them down. There's a sensory activity board. And then there is a sensory sock. So it's like this little cocoon that they can put themselves in so they can shut out loud like sound and light. And then there's also a bright autism hugger pillow. So it's a special pillow relaxing tool that helps with their anxiety when they're in class. Like these are the type of items that are on her list.
All right, so maybe we rely on our special needs families today because you guys know what goes into this. Maybe you guys can buy an item or two today, or the rest of you guys that would really like to help out. Catherine, again, special ed teacher at Lake Forest Elementary in Sandy Springs. We would love to clear her wish list today, and you can find out all of those items right at theburtshow.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I will say, it is kind of refreshing that we are living in a world where the big football star on the Kansas City Chiefs is being referred to as Taylor Swift's boyfriend and is being photographed in his underwear on GQ magazine and being labeled America's sweetheart.
All right, to connect to the first thing, yeah, he's sort of embraced that. In the podcast that I have listened to on New Heights, he kind of laughs about it. Like, he knows this is kind of his role in a lot of cases.
And I think he loves that. And he mentions this in his GQ article that a lot of us have just been absolutely geeking out about, because of course we chop at the bit anytime we see him talk about her or her mention him or do something cryptic or show up to one of his games. He even says that he gets to do these things. Like, I get to be a plus one. I get to show up to this event. And he's learning that, you know, people are watching him now in a different way. And that sometimes when you go to something, like, yes, of course, it looks like we're just partying, but while he also needs to show that he is being a supportive boyfriend in certain ways.
I'm looking at the photos
of him. If you haven't seen the GQ cover, it is objectively hysterical. It is very much Travis Kelce. More Travis Kelce than it is GQ.
So that it's him on those water boots or whatever that's shooting him up into the air.
Yeah.
And so he's like levitating.
Oh, I see it.
And then also like the giant poofy, like, I don't even know what kind of hat you call that. But it's the one for me because he's like in a swamp, right? There's one where he's in a swamp with his waders on, his overall waders, and that big poofy hat, and he's holding some kind of designer bag. It's just so random.
I do want to know what the creative direction was, because some of them make sense for GQ. Like, there's one of him looking very sultry in the ocean, and he's got a cowboy hat on. I don't fully understand what the point of the cowboy hat is, but he does look good. And then again, the big poofy hat with a cane while he's in a swamp or holding a Birkin.
He'll probably explain this tonight during the podcast that you'll be hosting. You're not hosting the podcast. You're hosting the listening party, right? Me too. He'll explain this tonight, but I'm sure he went into that and said, look, I'm just not a GQ guy. Like, although I do think that he has had a lot of fashion sense over the years.
Well, yeah, no, there was, what was the spread? Was it Vanity Fair that he did a spread for that was like, yummy.
Oh, wait, I don't think I've seen those photos.
Oh, yeah, yes, you have.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Travis Kelce, Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, fashion has like sort of been a priority for him, but I think in this particular phase of his life, when GQ comes calling, he's like, yes, I will do it. I just don't want to take myself too seriously.
He does have a really interesting sense of fashion. He's had some outfits where I'm like, that was a choice, but I do love that he puts effort into it. Like, you can tell that he does enjoy fashion and he enjoys that part of his career of when you have like a walkout moment and you're walking into the locker room before a game. He's clearly picking out his outfits in a way that's trying to make a statement fashion wise. But some of these other photos, very interesting. There's a photo of him with a snake. Mm-hmm. I can't tell if this is AI or not. It does look a little bit fake, but props to him if he's actually holding the snake. There's a photo of him in pantaloons with a backwards hat, frat boy style. It's an interesting creative direction for sure, but it's fun. And that's what we love most about Travis is he's just a fun guy.
He doesn't take himself too seriously.
He doesn't take himself too seriously. Taylor Swift is a better woman than me. This would have given me the ick.
It would have not. Was going to give you the ick.
He's in like Hanes boxer shorts.
That's the thing, though.
In his rocket ship boots.
I think it's so funny.
In Florida. Yes. It is funny.
I think it's more endearing than ick.
But what is really beautiful is the actual interview that he did with GQ where he just talks about why they took off. And there's been a lot of speculation that the way they got together, which of course is him pitching his phone number to her in a friendship bracelet and showing up to the show. A lot of people think, oh, that was just a PR move. Mm-hmm. And they've actually been dating this whole time, which wrong. He actually comes out and kind of denies that in this interview. He just says, nothing I've done has ever been a controlled, organized process. When I say it, referring to their relationship, was so organic. We fell in love. Just based off the people we were sitting in a room together with, which is just so cute. We're two fun-loving people who have made the morals to appreciate everyone for who they are. We share all those values, and it just kind of took the bleep off.
I didn't realize how hairy he was.
Yeah, he's kind of grizzly.
He is a grizzly man.
A lot of women like that kind of thing,
dude.
Man.
Bart's been bringing the grizzly for 20 years.
Yeah, he has, man. I'm like one of those hairless cats. I can't stand body hair, man.
Would you let us glue a bunch of hair on your chest to see what you would look like if you were like had like a full-fledged like chest of hair.
Oh my God.
So I trim everything. I don't like shave it or anything, but it's nicely manicured, I must say. But it's been so long since I let it go, I can't even remember what it looks like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you would let us get, like, you know, synthetic hair and like glue it on you to see what you would look like, sure. a la Travis Kelce.
Okay, sure. I'd rather that than my natural hair, which is coming out gray now. Yeah. I don't want gray chest hair, so do what you gotta do.
Oh okay. My God, I'm just thinking of the Reddit page right now. Oh my gosh, Christian has been dreaming about this for so long.
Right. I know, right?
She's been picturing him with a big hairy chest. She just wants to get him with his shirt off so she can touch his chesticles. Yeah. She just wants to touch him.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Abby, I think you're probably going to be able to relate to Addison here when you get really rude messages on like dating apps that escalate really, really quickly. Like, I've heard this before. You're talking, hey, how are you? How are you? Show me your I mean, it goes like that.
It's like, what happened to hello?
Yeah,
how
right?
are you? My name is. Yeah. The normal pleasantries rather than a pick you weren't expecting.
I don't know where I heard this, but you know what I've heard has really become like a cesspool of creepy guys also that go right for it?
Everywhere.
Yeah, the everywhere.
Just name anywhere. I'm like, yep, you can find him there.
Well, this one's not a dating app, but LinkedIn.
Oh my God, LinkedIn. Well, it's a specific breed of man. Like, it's typically an older guy who wants to cheat on his wife with like a new ingenue. Like, I've had many a man slide into my LinkedIn.
But what I'm hearing
Seriously?
Is, yeah, not
yeah.
only slide in, but I guess because of the app and the type of guy that's on there, very aggressive maybe when it comes to business, they're going right in with the rude comments.
I haven't gotten anything rude, but I've definitely gotten messages from professionals in this industry and other industries where I'm like, you're not trying to link professionally.
All right. They're trying to link, all right.
They're trying to link in for sure.
Yeah. All right. So Addison here has been receiving a bunch of DMs that are really, really disrespectful, distasteful. And rather than just sit on it, she's thinking about doing something. And it would be the worst case scenario. If you're one of these dudes, what she's planning on doing would be worst case scenario. Hey, Addison.
Hey.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Oh, all right, Addison, let us bask in your petty plan.
Okay, yes. I keep getting these really creepy, really inappropriate messages from men. And instead of ignoring them or blocking them, I've decided, upon being inspired by another woman on social media, that I'm going to steal her plan. So the plan is to find these guys' mothers, and then once I get a hold of their mom, that I will read the exact DM that they have sent to me to their moms, word for word. Because let's be real, nothing shuts down bad behavior like a mom hearing what her baby angels sweet, perfect little boy.
Right.
I said to strangers.
Do you have samples of the DMs that you can share with us?
Oh.
Yes. Me.
She's turning her mic on.
Yeah. I'm sure you have a couple of favorites that you have starred, asterisked, whatever, specific ones that you want us to hunt down their mamas.
Yeah. I had three. And okay. If I can read all three, then I would love to share them with you.
Yeah, please.
Okay. A couple of them are short. One of them's a little longer. Okay. The first one, I was on Hinge and I was talking to this one guy. And we had a couple back and forth, and then he sent me this message. I want you to be my, quote, fart slave. And he sent a close-up video of his bare buns farting.
He wants you to be his what?
Fart slave.
Fart, F-A-R-T, fart slave.
What the F?
I don't even know what that is.
All right. That's a strange fetish. That's a very, very strange fetish. Uh-huh. And how deep into conversation on Hinge are you before you get the fart request?
You could maybe even... like four-ish messages.
Well, okay, that's respectful.
Here
that's
we go.
Better than most.
Here we go, Abby. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Hey, you want to be my fart slave?
Report!
What is going on out there?
Addison, with a video of his bare butt farting in the video.
Bert, I wish I knew.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's not just a picture of his butt, it's the video, and you can hear the sound of the fart.
Yep. Full on stranger's butt, bare as anything, farting.
Yeah, I actually am very curious about the mother.
Because something had to have happened in his childhood.
Right.
Like, I feel like we're going to confront the mom, and she's going to be like, oh, yeah, there was that incident in 2001.
So are you suggesting that we try to find the moms and then confront them? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, and listen, I'm not trying to yuck anybody's yum, but but they're strangers. Like, I'm a stranger. Yeah. Why did you say this to a stranger?
Yeah, right. That's for, like, a third date. So here's the thing is that I think when you hear something like this about your son, if we get in contact with him or whatever, they're not going to believe it.
So there's lots of different types of mamas out there. Uh-huh. And some are going to be very defensive of their baby boys, and they're going to refuse to believe that their sons have ever done anything like this. So I'm thinking as we're like fleshing out what we're doing here, that yes, we confront the moms, but we also have to send her the video evidence.
Okay, so we're starting pretty strong with number one here. We still have two to cover. What were the other ones?
The second one is a little bit longer, so bear with me. So this one is also a Hinge message. I thought his was supposed to be like the better of the app, but I think that they're all just a dumpster fire, to be honest. And so I was talking to this guy again. This was like four or five messages in, and you know, I politely turned down this guy because I thought, to me, we were not vibing. Like, it just was not it. And he responded to my very polite, you know, after getting to know you a little bit over these messages, I've decided that I don't really want to go out on a date. I wish you the best, you know, good luck. And his response was, let me guess, your friends hype you up as the catch of the group, but in reality, they only bring you out so you can make them look better. Oh. You think you're intimidating men, but really, you're just exhausting them. You'll never find someone who checks all your boxes because your list is longer than your dating history, and both are embarrassing. I can see the generational disappointment in your face. Bet your parents are wondering why they wasted tuition money on you when you're just going to end up with some guy who cheats on you at his work's Christmas party. I hope you spend the rest of your days miserable and alone. Oh, wait. You already are.
Okay, so I just want to suggest here, If you're in a relationship right now, don't break up. This is what's out there. Stay in your miserable relationship, no matter how unhappy you are.
So I would have called my therapist imminently to unpack that line by line.
Do you think this is like a cut and paste? Like he has said this to many, many women that reject him because it almost seems too easy.
No, that came from the depths of his soul. He meant that.
So these disproportionate reactions to rejection always send me. So you guys match on Hinge. You're going back and forth. And for whatever reason, the vibe is not vibing. So I'm just taking your word at face value. You turn him down as politely as possible. And he responds with this tirade. OMG.
Yeah.
And he brought parents into it.
He did it first.
Okay.
You can't win. Absolutely, you can't win. It's a dumpster fire. Stay in your relationship. Save yourself.
And unlike the first one, this one's pretty common, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think an unhinged reaction to rejection is not uncommon. This guy maybe went 10% farther than the others.
Yeah. Okay. Number three. Let's. Here's our finale.
Yeah. So this last message I got on Bumble, I didn't realize that men could message first on Bumble now, but I guess they can. So this is the first message. No warning, no hello, no nothing. And this is what it said. He said, "Can I eat your ass by chance? Figured I'd be forward and speed the process up. But I'm Joe if you want to grab a drink."
Well, you've got video of the first guy. Why don't we link them up?
They might be soulmates.
All right, so the game plan here for you would be to reach out to the moms. Are you asking us for, permission? Is it a good idea? How can we help you?
I think, let's find these mamas and let's share the actions of these sweet, precious angel baby boys.
Okay, so we have a PI that we've been using, Tommy knows, that we use over and over and over again. So if you're asking us to try to find the moms based on what you know, then I certainly think that there's a good probability that we could find those moms.
You think we can hunt them down, Abby?
Oh, easily. Okay. Trust me, I could probably find them right now on Facebook.
I was curious, if we just do a Google image, because you have their photos, you have their profiles. I know you save receipts. So if we do reverse image searches, it'll take maybe a little bit, but I'm sure we can hunt down the moms.
Especially if you have their job. You can instantly find them on Facebook.
I think we can. I mean, we have photos, messages, the internet, and limited self-control.
Retweet.
I would tell you this, that as a father, if I were to get a message like this from a girl and it was one of my kids, it would be Hollis. If Hollis sent this, because he's more of the dater than Hayden is, I would be so furious and embarrassed and
mortified.
And I would actually take it personally. Where did I fail that you would think that this was okay? Right?
I'd be
so mad. Tommy, do you think that they can do the work within the next 24 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Addison, I love your spunk, girl.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you reached out to the right show.
We're eager. We're eager.
Uh-huh. And we have limited self-control, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Of all three, I am most eager to hear from Fart Mom.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She knows something.
She don't know that about her kid.
Fart Mom's got to know.
No way.
You don't develop a toot fetish without some serious childhood trauma.
Tell me, as a child, what would tip mom off that their kid was going to send fart videos to a woman later on in life?
Maybe he grew up sniffing other kids' butts on the playground. He was a butt sniffer.
Those are dogs.
Yeah. You hear one story like that, you hear a million butt-sniffing kids.
She may be matched with a Doberman. You don't know. They're very intelligent creatures.
Addison, give us 24. We'll get you back on and tell you what we found, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You are precious. This is beautiful. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, I knew this was going to happen. I absolutely knew this was going to happen. You were so excited the other day when you were at the Braves game, and history was made while you were there.
Yeah, Jen Powell became the first female umpire for Major League Baseball. So she's the first woman to umpire a Major League Baseball game. She played softball in college. She's been umpiring and working games in the minors. And just like the players do, she got a call to the big show.
Yes,
she got a call up to the big leagues. So it was here in Atlanta at Truist Park where the Braves were playing the Marlins. They had a homestand against the Marlins. And this past weekend, Saturday, she was in the field. I think she was on the first base line.
and she was the official for the first baseline. And then the game I went to on Sunday was her very first time behind the plate. So I got to see Jen Powell's debut behind the plate calling balls and strikes. And when I tell you, the amount of applause, the standing ovation that woman got, which is so well deserved. And I meant to share this. She, and I'm sorry I don't remember the player's name, but there was a player when she was in the minors, and he came up and said, "Hey, I just want you to know I have two little girls and I'm rooting for you. I wish you the best. I'm hoping the best for you," that she, because, you know, being able to see that as a little girl, representation matters, right?
Sure.
And after that first game, she donated her hat to the Baseball Hall of Fame so it can go into the Baseball Hall of Fame Museum. Mm. After they threw out, you know, not the first, like the ceremonial first pitch, but the actual first pitch of the game, we were all sitting there. And even the announcers, when you listen back to it, they're like, they're going to save that ball, right? And sure enough, the pitcher made a motion and they saved that ball so she could have that ball. It's the first ball she got to call in Major League Baseball. It was really cool. Signs everywhere saying, "Hey, yeah, go Braves, blah, blah, blah. But I'm here for Jen." And there was actually like some women wiping tears because it was a monumental moment. History was made this past weekend.
Aren't those beautiful, blossoming, beautiful color flowers, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Let's urinate on them.
No!
All right, because truthfully, even though it was a historic night, the very first pitch that was thrown was a ball that she called a strike. And it was so obvious. It was the very first pitch, right? So the very first time she's behind the plate, she gets a call wrong. And really, really bad, right? So, as you could imagine, a whole bunch of people went online saying, "This is why you don't have women umpires. They can't get it right. They don't belong behind the plate." No umpire gets 100% of the calls right during a game. And then I saw this influencer who I love so much, and I'm trying to get her on Pioneer. Baseball for baddies, right? She explains, "For those of you trying to pee on them flowers, put that thing away."
Jen Powell became the first woman to umpire a game in Major League Baseball this weekend. And if you had something to say about her missing the first call, no, you have no argument. I'm going to need you to back it up. So a lot of people had stuff to say about Jen's accuracy. She was 93% accurate. She called 140 of 151 pitches correctly. So you know what I did? I decided to look up other umpires in Major League Baseball, which are all men, and see their first scorecards. Nick Marley in 2018 was his rookie year. His first game, he had a 91.16% accuracy. Malachi Moore, his rookie year was in 2020. He had 89.38% accuracy his first game. He got better. I will give credit where credit is due. 2025, he is at 93.4%. Edwin Moscoso, 2020 was his rookie year. His first game, he had a 91.67% accuracy. He got better, 95.1% for his final year. It is absolutely sickening how many people are giving this woman a hard time. She has 10 plus years of calling games both at the NCAA level and in minor league baseball. She is no different than any other umpire. Plenty of them miss calls. Trust me, we've all watched Angel Hernandez umpire games. There was going to be a ton of pressure on the first pitch regardless. And you know what? I can't remember the last time a game was focused solely on an umpire. So for that, thank you, Jen. I commend you, and you did a great job.
Flowers blossoming again.
I love the receipts. That makes my heart so happy.
Flowers blossom through pee.
But like, to be fair, like if you were there at Truist Park, like if you were in the stadium, like they did a beautiful job showcasing her on Braves Vision and the Jumbotron. Like she had a whole cheering section of family and friends. The love was there for Jen in the stadium, and it was really awesome to bear witness to.
I mean, I don't think that's a surprise that people are like, no matter how good she does, they were going to come down on her anyway. It didn't work.
They were always going to do that no matter what. And the fact that we have the receipts to show that she actually did better than some of the guys out there just makes me even more happy for her.
All right, I want to play one more piece of audio for you here before we throw it on over to Cassie, because I thought this was so funny. Somebody sets up ChatGPT to talk to each other, and ChatGPT doesn't know how to get out of the conversation.
This is two ChatGPTs talking
to each other.
Oh my God.
If you ever need to talk or need more advice, I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. It's always good to have a sounding board. I'll definitely let you know how it goes. Thanks for the support.
Anytime. I'm glad to be here for you. Take care and good luck with your chat.
Thanks a bunch. I'll catch you later and let you know how everything turns out. Take care.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. Take care.
You too. Have a great one, and I'll be here whenever you need me.
Thanks. Looking forward to it. Enjoy your day.
Thanks so much. You enjoy your day as well.
Thank you. Take care.
You take care too. Talk to you too.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. Catch you later.
See you later.
See you later. Have a great one.
It just doesn't know how to get out of a conversation. I feel like I'm like that a lot at our appearances.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to get out of a conversation here.
They're like two people who just started dating. They're like, no, you hang up first. No, you hang up first.
That was hilarious.
All right. Are we really in a time where we have to tell people to stop asking women if they're pregnant? Hey, Cass.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I mean, I thought we were past this, but we're not. And I want to be gentle because I think this came from a real place of caring. But do you guys remember a couple of weeks ago when I had a tiny little bit of a menti bee on air about these teachers not being allowed to keep their classroom supplies from our Clear the Wish List promotion?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so long story short, the principal told the teacher she had to give everything back because it was like in violation of law or something like that. And it really frustrated me because I was like, how are we supposed to help these kids if we can't, if we're not allowed to? And I cried on air over it because I felt all the teachers' rage and frustration. I felt powerless. I felt helpless. And a kind virtual listener gently asked me if I thought I might be pregnant because I cried over it.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is going in a different direction, which I'm sort of happy about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you and I.
It's because I'm fat.
I thought that's I thought that was going to be something physical here. Okay,
because that's
no
so rude. But I mean, they're both like rude. I know it's not. That's an odd jump, though. I feel like that's like a she just jumped off a cliff here. Because if anybody listens to the show, people know like what you've been through recently, and you know life has been traumatic for you, Cass.
Mm-hmm.
And so for there to be a tipping point, and it was very frustrating listening to this teacher get reprimanded by her principal and having everything that people donated to her stripped away. I don't blame you for being upset, and I don't blame you for crying. But logically, it's like, it's probably because the girl's got a lot on her plate and some bad stuff has happened lately, and she just needs a little bit of a release.
And it's also,
not that you're with child.
Yeah, and it's also the injustice of the whole thing. I can understand why you're so frustrated.
Yeah, and I think when you look at, like, the world stage and everything happening, too, like, especially with Gaza and all the wars, like, and there's nothing you can do, I'm like, this is an impact we can have, and no, I can't. So I did cry. It was like a rage, upset cry. But at the same time, like, I appreciate someone gently asking, but this is the year 2025. It's okay for women to have emotions publicly. It's okay to feel things on behalf of other people. And so I just want to say I appreciate that it was coming from a kind place. I really do. But I think we can let friends, family, and people themselves decide if they need to test for pregnancy rather than the other way around. Because what if? You don't know me. What if I was in a situation like Kristen where I was going through IVF? What if I had just had a miscarriage like some women have? You know, there's a lot of painful questions attached to it. So I think when it comes to pregnancy and emotions, you can be emotional and it doesn't mean you're hormonal. It means you care.
It feels like such a 1950s attitude. Like, oh my God, she got so emotional. She must be on her period or she must be pregnant. It's just so incredibly insulting.
Unless you see a foot sticking out the bottom,
yes,
saying nothing.
100%.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, It's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I am very excited to sidekick for Abby tonight during her listening party.
It's going to be very exciting. We are going to be going live on Facebook and Instagram doing a group watch party for the New Heights podcast, which is hosted by Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, and Jason Kelce, his brother, where Taylor Swift is going to join them and talk all about her upcoming album, TS12, The Life of a Showgirl.
I don't care about the album. I care about this love affair and how perfect it seems. I've got so many questions and we've never been able to answer them because, quite frankly, we haven't seen them or heard them talk to each other. We can see the chemistry in pictures, like on a sideline of a Chiefs game. We could see her cheering him on and he cheering her on. But the fact that they're going to be conversing and we get like of course that's why they love each other. It's seamless. I'm really looking forward to sort of being a voyeur on that.
Yeah, it'll be cool to get an insight, obviously, behind the album and maybe some of the songs that he's inspired and the moments in their relationship that's inspired certain songs. But yeah, you're right. It's really cool that we've seen all these big mountaintop moments for them, like them at the Super Bowl or them at the, AFC Championship when he won. And the Super Bowl where he lost and all that went on. And there's just so many big moments that we've been privy to, but we haven't gotten to see those small moments where, you know, maybe they're giving each other a hard time or giving each other these small compliments. It'll be very cool to see these two superstar powerhouses in their natural element.
Now, I love that they're doing this, but I'm sure they are very, very well prepared. People are going to pick this apart.
Oh, yeah.
You say like somebody makes one weird look, somebody says one little weird thing, and you know it's going to get twisted into oblivion.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just there. I'm excited to see them.
Live your life. Show your love.
And that's what they've been doing, right? So I take my role as a sidekick very seriously tonight, and here it is. It's going to be who knows how many people are going to join you, but it's hardcore Swifties that know everything about Taylor Swift, so I at least want to be a little bit prepared. Because at the end of the day, all I know is that Taylor Swift, I love her attitude. I love what she does for philanthropy. I love the way that she handles her business. I love her pettiness, to be honest with you. When she believes she's right, oh man, she will fight. She is going to fight. What was the quote she said the other day that I love so much?
So she said this a couple years back, I believe during an interview where she was talking about the reason why she was going to re-record all of her albums, which she doesn't need to do anymore because now she owns all of her masters. And the quote she said is something along the lines of, people underestimate how far I will go to inconvenience myself solely to prove a point.
God bless that woman. All right, so I'm online this morning doing a little research so I don't seem like a complete idiot when I'm joining you guys tonight.
Okay.
And I found 30 things you never knew about Taylor Swift.
All right.
Can't go through all 30. You probably know all 30, but I found these very interesting, and a casual Taylor Swift fan might go, I didn't know that.
All right. So like in true fashion, like whenever you send a meme to somebody and you're really excited about it and they're like, I already saw it.
Right.
So whenever Bert says it, you have to be, I already knew that.
I wrote the list.
Probably. All right. So she framed a photo of the infamous Kanye West VMA scandal for her apartment. Taylor has a framed photo of the moment Kanye West hijacked her acceptance speech during the 2009 VMAs in the living room of her Nashville duplex. It hangs above a handwritten note that reads, life is full of little interruptions.
I already knew that.
You did not know that?
I knew the interruptions part. I actually didn't know the Kanye West part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of piggyback on the Kanye West stuff. Kanye West blames T-Swift for his album getting such little radio airtime. They're feuding, then they're not, then they are again. When Kanye's album, Saint Pablo, didn't get as much love on the radio as the rapper and designer would have liked, he blamed the very public dispute regarding whether Taylor approved of his referring to her as that B in his song Famous. In an interview with Charlamagne Tha God, what's up, dude? Kanye said, really? Never since the Taylor Swift moment, it just It's never been the same.
Good. He deserved that. I already knew that.
Okay, you already knew that. This is more of a question for you. The fact I didn't know, Blake Lively's daughter, James, is featured and credited on Taylor Swift's song, Gorgeous.
Yes.
You knew that.
Yeah.
My question for you is, and as I'm entering this thing tonight with you, are they still friends?
They are not friends. We've talked about it a little bit because of the It Ends With Us scandal, but essentially Blake Lively allegedly extorted Taylor Swift in order for Taylor to publicly speak out about her feud with Justin Baldoni and publicly take her side. And I guess when Taylor said no, she was like, all right, well, I've got 10 years of text messages. I'm going to put them out if you don't. And this, allegedly, that's the reason why they're not friends anymore.
Okay.
Allegedly.
You think they'll address that tonight?
I think it's going to be addressed in her album, TS12. Mm. I don't think that specific feud will be touched on.
I mean, at the end of the day tonight, this is going to be a softball interview, right?
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. They're not going to be throwing any hard balls. And that's great for her because she can go into it, relax, be her most natural self, knowing that there's not going to be some big gotcha moment because her boyfriend's going to look out for her.
She wrote and sang her hit Our Song for her 9th grade talent show. Hit single on her debut album, Our Song, was originally written for a school performance and ended up making it onto her album.
I did not know that.
What?
Yeah. I knew she had written songs for talent shows before, but I didn't know Our Song was one of them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. When she started out, her record label, Big Machine Label Group, had no furniture. A young Taylor would sit on the floor of the startup label and stuff envelopes with her record to send to radio stations because recording with Big Machine meant creative control.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know?
Yeah, look at you surprising me.
I feel like I've done something special today. And one more here before we get into the entertainment buzz. She's the reason GoFundMe increased its donation limit.
What? I didn't know that.
When you didn't?
I didn't know that.
I really feel like I've done something special today. When Taylor donated $50,000 towards a fan's medical bills, the money had to be processed in 4 installments because of the site's donation cap. After this, GoFundMe upped the maximum donation limit to $50,000.
Wow. Love the girl T-Swift doing good for the community.
Yeah, man. I just don't know why people take shots. Like, she's nothing but goodness. And I think that people take shots at her because not by her doing, she's overexposed. She's just so big that anytime she's on a vacation, Taylor Swift is on vacation. Anytime she does this, she's at a hospital, Taylor Swift, pictures here, pictures there. And people are just like, enough. But that's not her fault.
Yeah. And I think that's why she doesn't necessarily go out of her way to be seen, which is why she's kind of done the Beyonce thing where she doesn't really do big sit down interviews, which is why the New Heights interview is such a big deal, because I don't think we've seen a long form sit down interview with Taylor Swift possibly since her Lover era. So I'm very excited for this.
Is it an interview or is it them just hanging out?
A conversation, if you will. We've only seen like late night TV bits where it's like 10 minutes and then she's like in and out and bye. But this will be a little bit more intimate, if you will.
All right. See Abby in her natural environment tonight. 6:55 on Facebook and on Instagram.
You're on The Burt Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.